After the moon, Venus is the brightest thing in the night sky. Nothing else even comes close. It's a major source of UFO reports. No wonder civilizations through the ages worshipped it. And yet these days, most people seem unaware that the most brilliant, star-like, nighttime object is our sister planet. But Venus is not always there. Sometimes it's behind the sun, lost in glare. Sometimes it's away from the sun, but very low in our sky. Then for 9 months at a time, it's only visible in the pre-dawn east, a gift for early risers and insomniacs. When it does appear in the evening sky, the apparition lasts 9 months. But its actual visibility depends on the slant of its orbit with the horizon. Think of a dinner plate with a cherry in the middle. If you view the plate from edgewise and think of the cherry as the sun and the rim being the orbit of Venus, well, then you can picture Venus being horizontally left of the sunset when it's on the edge of its orbit. But that keeps it low above the horizon and makes it set almost immediately after nightfall. But if it reaches its greatest separation from the sun in late winter, like now, the plane of its orbit angles almost straight up from the sunset point, as if the dinner plate were held sideways, balanced on edge on the horizon. Then it's fairly high at nightfall. And Venus is also most brilliant right now. For all that, we have an extra treat. The little orange star to its upper left is Mars. A month from now, Venus will be noticeably lower. In fact, starting later this month, Venus plunges lower each evening, and by the end of winter, this wonderful evening sky apparition will be over. So check it out the next clear evening at nightfall. After the moon, it's the brightest thing in the night sky. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.